We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Welcome back to the Midday Show with Andy and Randy here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Obviously, looking forward to what is going to be a fantastic Saturday in college football. Joining us to get us ready for that is Carter Blackburn from CBS Sports. Carter's calling Auburn at Texas A&M at 3:30 on CBS this Saturday. Carter, you got a heck of a football game coming up this weekend, don't you?
It is. Hi, Andy. Hi, Randy.
How you doing?
Yes, it is. It's fantastic. This is one. I mean, you can give me team A, team B, and say it's going to be 3rd and 5, and you're going to watch it, and you're going to be interested, and you're going to get excited for the game. But yes, this one in the elite environment of Kyle Field, College Station, Texas. It should be a lot of fun, and I think we'll find out if either of these teams is in any position to challenge Alabama and LSU atop the SEC West. That's a pretty tall task, but I think these are the two leading contenders to do so.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about what a win for both of these teams would mean on Saturday. Everybody knows that Texas A&M has one of the most brutal schedules in college football this year. Obviously, Auburn has a tough schedule as well, being in the SEC West. What do you think a win would do individually for each of these programs if they were able to be victorious on Saturday?
I think if the Aggies win October 12th, Alabama at Texas A&M becomes a very big game in the SEC West. And, you know, the Aggies they need to play better than they did at Clemson. I mean, they didn't just lose that game. They didn't look good doing it. I heard Jimbo Fisher say yesterday there were 6 passes of 15-plus yards that they dropped in that game. And when you're talking about becoming going from a 9-win team who's in 4th and 5th place in the SEC West to one that wants to be a 10, 11, you know, if you want to contend in the SEC West and be a top 10 team and a playoff contender, you have to play better than they did against the Clemson Tigers. I mean, they just didn't. I mean, you know, credit to Clemson and all that, but that was Kellen Mond's probably worst game as Aggie quarterback. He needs to be terrific on Saturday. Like, I think he needs to have one of his best games as an Aggie if they're gonna move forward and make that October 12th game against Alabama a big, big one in College Station. And then, of course, you would say exactly the same. I mean, Auburn already has one of the biggest wins of the college football year against Oregon, and that, you know, Bo Nix has one of the great moments in college football in 2019 with the walk-off game winning touchdown. And if Auburn is able to go into College Station and win on Saturday, then everything else on Auburn's schedule becomes huge as well. So that's the fun of it. We're rolling into the thick of it now, and it's a good time.
Yeah, and the Bo Nix thing, I mean, just the way this young man has adjusted so far into Gus Malzahn's office. But I wanted to ask you about the running back Whitlow. It seems like he is taking the role as that bell cow in Gus's offense, and they need that in order for that offense to move up and down the field.
No question about it. I mean, they have a stable. I mean, they've got five different tailbacks, and then, of course, as we've become accustomed in the Gus Malzahn offense, I mean, that running back position could be tagged on just about anybody who's not an offensive lineman in that system. You're going to get the tight ends, the H-backs, and wide receiver sweeps and all of that. But, yes, it's an Auburn team that's starting to look physically like some of the best teams that he's had there. I mean, they're starting to very much look the part, and they have a big piece of that is the defensive line is getting to be elite. I mean, Derek Brown is one of the best players in college football, regardless of position, and he's, you know, I'm making my way through every snap of Auburn season thus far, and my eyes keep going to number 5, just like all the NFL scouts and everybody else. He's fun to watch.
Carter Blackburn joining us here on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy. Carter's calling the Auburn-Texas A&M game this Saturday on CBS. Obviously, a big Saturday on CBS with Notre Dame and Georgia at 8 o'clock. We'll ask you about that game in just a minute. I did want to ask you, though, Carter, because I know you've had a very Texas month. You called the Longhorns last weekend, and they beat Rice, but they were sort of bouncing back from their tough loss to LSU. Being around that program last weekend and last week getting ready for that, how did they seem to feel after that loss to LSU? Did they still feel like this season can really be something for them?
I'd say from being around a lot of teams a lot of different times, I think the biggest indicator is what the head coach is saying. Is that what you are hearing from everyone else? This is probably like leadership 101. I'm sure there's a 100 business books on this subject. But when Tom Herman says we're disappointed in the loss, we needed to play elite, LSU did, and now it's time to go ahead in our schedule. And then like every single person that we talked to in Texas football said virtually the exact same thing. And then most importantly, they came out and played like it. I mean, I get that they're supposed to steamroll Rice. They're expected to, but I think it was the best first quarter for Texas football since 2011. And even just anecdotally, I live in Austin, so I hear a lot of Longhorn chatter and my Longhorn friends saying, this is the Texas that we missed, where when we're supposed to come out and roll an opponent, we do it. And you don't have to hold your breath when we're going to Lawrence, Kansas anymore. And that's kind of what the feeling was, that this was a Texas team that's more capable of taking care of business, as it were, than in the past. So, and what a great game against LSU. That was an elite college football game. Lots of fun to watch.
Carter, as my partner said, there's another big game tonight Saturday night on CBS, and that's the Georgia and the Notre Dame game. Give me some of your impressions of that game so far.
Well, I think Georgia right now is the team that is, this isn't breaking news, the rankings would tell you this, that is much more in a position to contend for a national championship than Notre Dame is right now. You do have two excellent quarterbacks, Jake Fromm and Ian Book, and Notre Dame is skilled, but Georgia right now, I mean, they are at a elite or near elite level, and it's going to be very, very difficult for Notre Dame to go in and beat Georgia this weekend. I mean, I think the dogs are at the point where Kirby Smart exactly wanted them to be, which is where your twos for Georgia would be a contender in the SEC East, and then you have ones ahead of them. You have starters ahead of them, and that's clearly where Georgia is now, and that's taking the Alabama blueprint and taking it to Athens, Georgia, and they've had a lot of success doing it. So I think Georgia is the team that's in much better position to be a national championship contender coming out of that one. I'd be very surprised if the Irish are able to pull that one off.
Carter, we appreciate the time today. Have a great time on Saturday. You're gonna be able to see and call, obviously, a great football game between Auburn and Texas A&M. We appreciate it.
Appreciate it, Carter.
Thanks, Andy. Thanks, Randy.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.